Welcome to Dental Brain Crafts. I am your host, Chelsea Myers, and today we are taking a journey down the road of integrity and building relationships. I want to talk about how those two things are absolutely connected. Napoleon Hill once said that honesty, integrity, and reliability are the cornerstones of great relationships. So today we're going to explore how embodying these values can transform our connections and propel us toward the success that we are trying to achieve. Now, living in integrity is about aligning our thoughts and our words and our actions with our core values and principles. It's about being true to ourselves and maintaining consistency in our behavior, even when we're frustrated, even when we're confused, even when we're angry. When we live in integrity, we build a solid foundation of trust and respect in our relationships. Others are able to see us as dependable and authentic, and we're able to create strong bonds that form a basis for meaningful connections that last over time. Now, we hear a lot about this word authenticity and authentic living, and it can be a little bit Pinterest posty, but it is so important, and here's what I want to say about that. Authenticity is a key ingredient in cultivating relationships. When we're true to ourselves, we attract like-minded individuals who resonate with our values and aspirations. So living in integrity allows us to show up authentically and let our true selves shine. This genuine expression, it not only attracts people who appreciate us for who we are, but it fosters deeper connections that go beyond things that are superficial. Here's the hang up. When we're not authentic, or when we hold ourselves back because we're worried about how we'll be received, or if it'll, you know, will be popular what we're about to say, or if our goofy joke is going to be a little too far-fetched for some, when we hold ourselves back, we end up attracting other people who hold themselves back. It's this interesting mirror neuron taking place. So when we open up and make ourselves vulnerable, we end up not only displaying who we are and attracting people who are like us, but we also invite others to be open and vulnerable and display who they really are, creating a more rich, deep, and transparent connection ground. Integrity breeds transparency and openness in our interactions, because when we live in integrity, we are honest and straightforward in our communication. We don't hide behind masks or engage in deception. Instead, we embrace vulnerability and share our thoughts and feelings and intentions openly. That transparency creates an environment of trust where relationships can grow and flourish. Now, living in integrity means honing our commitments and following through on our promises. When we say we'll do something, we make sure we deliver. That level of reliability not only earns us trust and respect of others, but it also strengthens our relationships. People develop a security knowing that they can count on us, and it fosters a sense of mutual support and cooperation. Additionally, I want to add that we end up trusting ourselves more. And when we have self-trust, and we have a level of consistency in our actions and in our responses, we develop a stronger sense of self-confidence, because we know that whether we're angry or insecure or upset or frustrated or completely confused, that we're going to act in a way that's aligned with our personal values. One of the most beautiful aspects of living in integrity is that it attracts people who share similar beliefs. So when we embody that honesty and reliability, we naturally gravitate towards people who appreciate and resonate with those qualities. And those connections are based on a shared understanding and mutual respect, forming that powerful network of support and collaboration. You know, living in integrity also, I just want to say, means taking responsibility for our actions and admitting when we make mistakes. And this is really worth an entire episode on its own, asking for prompt forgiveness, being open, acknowledging and owning our part in things. But for the purpose of this conversation, let's just agree, if we can, that none of us are perfect. And in fact, I don't even think striving for perfection is a goal worth having. I don't want to be perfect. I want to be better. And I'm actively and always self-reflecting and working on areas of opportunity in my life. But I don't want to be perfect, nor do I expect anybody around me to be perfect. I think that word is, for me, is very useless. So if we could just agree for a second that none of us are perfect and that we all make errors, then doesn't it follow that if we were to acknowledge our shortcomings and acknowledge our areas of opportunity or errors along the way and seek to make amends, that we would show others how we value our relationship first with ourselves by being honest enough to say that, say the things that are on our minds and share our self-reflection, and that we value our relationships with them and that we're committed to their growth and well-being. Another important component of owning our mistakes is sticking to new behavioral patterns. So if I make an error in responding or reacting in a certain way, and I recognize that's not something that I want to repeat, once I own and make amends for that action that I've taken, it's really important that I don't repeat that action time and time again, because relationships are built upon consistent interactions. And what I'm hoping for in my relationships with others is a level of transparency and forward movement. What can happen sometimes is we get in this habit of apologizing, making a commitment to change, and doing it again. Apologizing, making a commitment to change, and doing it again, which only ever trains or teaches the people around us that we don't do what we say we're going to do, and we often make the same bad behavioral choices. So when we are making amends, I want to offer the value of pausing and reflecting and being really intentional about the commitments that you choose to make when making those amends. Rather than promising the moon and the stars, it may be more beneficial to the relationship to make a smaller commitment to change, one that you're sure that you can commit to and be consistent with, and building upon that. Trust built more slowly is more valuable than a relationship with high hopes that are destroyed with unmet promises. The beauty of living in integrity is that it creates a ripple effect. When we lead by example and demonstrate integrity in our own lives, we inspire other people to do the same in theirs. Our actions serve as a guiding light for those around us, encouraging them to embrace honesty and reliability and authenticity in their own relationships. As we cultivate a community of individuals living in integrity, we create an ecosystem of trust and support that benefits everyone involved. Living in integrity requires self-reflection and self-awareness. It's an ongoing journey of self-improvement and growth. By continuing to examine our actions and acknowledging and being honest about our intentions, we can identify areas where we can enhance our integrity and deepen our relationships. And this commitment, this level of commitment to personal growth, not only strengthens our connections with other people, but it strengthens our relationship with ourselves and empowers us to become better versions of ourselves. We want to foster an atmosphere of respect and understanding within our own minds and within our own lives first. And when we do that, when we honor ourselves, when we respect ourselves, when we are honest with ourselves, we can honor the boundaries and requests of others, valuing their perspectives and opinions. We can create safe spaces of open communication where people feel valued and heard. We can build bridges that connect us and foster environments of collaboration and success. Living in integrity requires us to make choices that align with our values. And when we do, the ability to connect with others and create long-lasting relationships is unmatched and absolutely powerful. I appreciate you joining me for today's episode. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit dentallife.coach for access to additional coaching tools, as well as more episodes to help you create the dental life you truly desire.